Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Rebecca Moore, and you're listening to the Will Suckers podcast.
Hi, friends. I'm your captain, Alex. I look after social media marketing and events at Look Mum No Hands, a cycle cafe bar workshop on 49 Old Street, London. And I'm with my stoker.
Stoking. I'm Jenny. I'm the director of the London Bike Kitchen. We are a do-it-together bike workshop in Hoxton, and we teach people how to fix their own bikes through classes, workshops, and our WAG, Women and Gender Variant Nights.
So we're here with Rebecca. The story is quite funny, but there is a Twitter account called Porn Peddlers. They started following Look Mum No Hands, and I was like, this is brilliant.
Who are these people?
And there it is. So they are a ramshackle bunch of cycling enthusiasts who happen to work in the UK adult entertainment industry, riding for fun and riding for charity. So I got in touch with them and spoke to Chris, who I believe
Chris
is
Radcliffe,
there,
yeah.
Who is the founder?
Yes, he is.
And manages the account.
He does indeed. Inspiring man. So I met him. Well, I've known Chris for ages because he works for Television X, he runs it, and I've done a lot of films for them, and we are, I would like to say, good friends. I saw him at one of these porn awards that we end up at. That was last year. It was about this time last year, actually, and he said, have you got my email? I said, what email? What are you talking about? This bike thing. Keep going on about bike thing. I hadn't picked up a bike for a long time. And he said, we do this bike thing, go to Belgium. And I'm not one to say no. So I went, yes. He said, you need to get a bike. And I thought, well, I haven't got a bike. I need to get a bike. So I thought, I'm either going to do this. So I haven't cycled for God knows how long. Probably about 10 years at that point. So I thought, I've always wanted to get back on the bike. So I got myself a bike. And that was it. I just did all my training through the winter and stuff. He says I'm a fair weather cyclist. I'm not. I think I need to slap him the next time I see him because he sent me a text last night because I cancelled at the weekend.
For training? Or a ride?
So we were doing a ride. It was the Wiggle Classic. Like they swam through it. But I've not been very well. And I'm really glad that I pulled out because I wouldn't be here today. I don't think I flew or something.
Yeah, cycling in the rain can be.
I don't.
You get wet to your core though sometimes. And you're just like, that's it, I'm just always wet now.
Yeah, if you're a bit ill.
We'll let you off. Next one. So, how long have you been a porn peddler?
One year. It's a whole year.
And so, do you know how it started? How actually Chris kind of set the group up?
So, I've got a feeling he was cycling quite. I'm guessing. I'm just going to just make this up.
Tell us a story.
I think when Chris does something, he goes for it, and he loves cycling, and he had a, he probably thought, right, it's a bunch of blokes here, we need some girls in this, I've got quite good access to women here, you know, let's get some women, who should we pick on? So it started off quite a low ratio of women. The first time I went to Belgium, it was just me. I'm all right with that. It was great, but I know a lot of the guys were like, they weren't sure about me, but after the weekend, they like, we bonded.
What do you mean they weren't sure about you?
They're probably all going to be listening to this game. But I just felt that they, well, actually, a few of them did say, they said, we just thought that you were just going to turn up and do some PR and then bugger off and be rubbish.
Oh, like you were one of them,
yeah. And, you know, I did it. I did my training. Yeah, I was committed.
And it was great, and I really, really love it. I really love being in the porn peddlers. So I've got to be careful what to say about the girls because they have fake names. We have two names. My name is Rebecca because I'm probably shy. So I'd be like messing up all the time. So
yeah.
Louise is her stage name. She's great. She's real, like she does triathlons and everything. And it's
wow.
Sapphire as well. And Chris's wife, Anna, as well. It's so lovely. When girls, because there is a lot of training that goes in, and that, you know, it's money and it's time.
Mm.
It has been quite hard to get some people on board. And I suppose it's like starting a new business.
Mm.
It's not going to go straight away. And,
no.
And you've got to keep on it on. And eventually people go, do you know what? It has made me a lot fitter. And it has, my social media has, like, people think, yeah, she's not just, it's porn film. She writes a vibe. And,
yeah, she's layered. She's got depth. She's
like an onion.
Cycling onion.
Yes. Stop for charity. We've got more women joining us now, like Linda Dawn McKenzie. And, yeah, lots more.
But it's still mostly men. That's kind of reflective of
yeah.
cycling,
yeah.
which is a shame.
Yeah, I really love it so much. When the recent one that we did was Brands Hatch Revolve 24, and I love that so much because there was a bit more of a better balance. There was girls that just came along, they'd been out cycling a little bit, all sorts of levels, and I love that. It's really nice.
Mm.
I'm a real girl's girl, to be honest, and we have a laugh. You know, we have a laugh. There's a bit of competitive. But I'm all right with losing as well, not
yeah,
being the best.
Good.
You're not a sore loser.
Yeah.
Rebecca's grimacing.
I was wondering if there's anybody listening, if they can join. It was, I think, when I kind of tweeted about them, someone was like, oh, can I join? Can I come with you?
So we are friends and family at the moment. Not everybody is in the porn industry that joins us, but they have to be, they've got to wear a top.
Yeah.
You might work in the porn. They've got little
yeah.
funny hunter at the back. And they're great tops. It's got television X, so they've got the logos at the back. And there's always this little bit of comedy where the guys say that the wives make them wash their own top because they will not
be part of that.
Because it's like sweaty or just
it's
no.
Fanny hunter written at the back.
Oh, fanny bunny hunter.
What?
That fanny.
But we've got
sponsors funny.
Like Kaizen and Joy Bear. So I love it. I think it's a great top. But we're going to have new tops. We get people buying the tops. So the money that people pay for the top goes to charity. Chris gave me the money for my charity, Rubens Trust, which is a little boy that got stage 4 neuroblastomy cancer. He was diagnosed 12th of 12, 2016.
Okay.
And I just did various things. It was great. The cycle opportunity was a great way for me to help his mum, who's a good friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
raise some money towards charity.
It's doing good.
Good.
Yeah, really good.
Mm.
We also did for the London to Brighton, that was for the British Heart Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we raised quite a few thousand for that, which I thought was great.
Did
yeah.
you do the official London to Brighton ride?
Yes, I
the
did.
Group of you guys.
Yeah, we did.
In New Jersey.
It was
awesome.
That's
great.
My brother-in-law, who would refuse to wear the top. And then as soon as he saw all of us, like, buzzing with
yeah.
our tops, he's like, give me a top!
I'm part of this.
Yes.
You feel really awkward if you're not when you're in a really large
yeah.
group like that.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh. Yeah. And you can spot each other. In yeah. Like, you go, there you are.
There it is.
They're so bright. I love them.
Are the new ones going to be brighter?
I hope they've got longer zips.
Do they knock all the way down?
No, they're just
going to...
Yeah,
yeah. How sexy this are. Louise cut the sleeves off. You should see
oh,
Chris's
really?
Face. It was so funny.
Oh,
was
my
like,
God. Does it fray if you cut it?
She got it properly.
Oh,
oh
no
way. Like,
oh, legend.
I was like, I love her top. Chris, I want a top like that. He was like, no, she did that herself. He wasn't happy. I was like, that's brilliant.
That
what
is cool.
Rebel.
Yeah.
Rebel.
But like, good rebel to get it stitched.
Oh, it looked beautiful.
It's a respectable rebel.
Yeah. She does triathlons,
mm-hmm.
so it looks like a triathlon top.
Cool.
Oh, okay. Does she wear it when she does triathlons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
she's like, yeah. I'll be honest, like, I live in Windsor and I don't wear it all the time, but I do. I feel it does bring a lot of attention. Okay, TVX.
Starts a lot of conversations.
Yes,
that must be fun watching that, like, process happening.
It is funny, it is funny. When we got stranded, we missed our ferry recently, actually, for the Amsterdam trip. And all we had was our television next tops.
Hello.
And one of the guys is, he's like, a lawyer, you know, proper job. And he's like, I've only got this top. And we ended up, it was so random. So random. We ended up going on ferry, and everyone was just like, oh, look at those three with that top on. And it's like, TBX. And they'd actually spotted us. We went to watch this brass band, and this lovely couple, they said, did you enjoy it? Are we going to follow you? Yeah, we love the tops. Watch porn.
Yeah, get that nod, everybody just like, Good channel.
Yeah, good channel. That's really 80s, isn't it?
That was fucking on.
You can swear it.
Yeah, it's fine, in the 80s, you twat.
Because I put West Drayton, I think I saw that on your profile, but yeah. I was like, what's the cycling out there? Because Windsor's lovely.
Yeah,
Windsor must be good.
Cycling Windsor, so I do all my cycling in Windsor. That's really where I'm from. It's like West Drayton is where I work. And yeah, I cycled recently, I haven't done it, but I cycled to, I'm a goal oriented person, so if I've got something coming up, I'll just smash it. I have to have set these goals to get my full potential. But I cycle from Windsor to West Drayton, but I've got another club as well, because the Porn Peddlers are quite spread out. I can't always train with them, so we tend to just meet each other. We've got quite a big schedule for 2018.
Cool.
What's coming up.
For, like, charity rides?
Yeah, charity rides. Not all of them are charity rides. We're doing Flanders again. That's great.
Cool.
Last year was fantastic.
Nice.
We went there, laid the wreath, and we read poetry. And I felt quite privileged to... Like, I thought, that's amazing. I've been asked to do this. What a great opportunity.
Mm.
So I'm being in the Porn Peddlers brought a lot to me as well. Got me fit and given me great experiences like doing this. Eamon Clark, he read out some lovely poetry and it was, do you know what, it was quite emotional.
Yeah.
It was
sounds
really
it.
Amazing. We're going to do that again. And a lot of people, because we're also like, oh, it's just fantastic. It was such a laugh and it's brilliant. You're just kind of on this journey to get there over
a few days.
There's funny things that happen, like... Jack forgot his passport. That is hilarious.
Right.
They all went out partying. He'll never live this down. Like, to me, he's the party boy. And that was real funny. He's like, I'm never going to live this down, am I?
And you're like, no.
Was,
I've made a
so
plaque.
He left it in the van. He left it in the support van.
Oh.
It was, I don't know. It was hilarious. I don't drink anymore, so I love seeing the aftermath. It's brilliant.
But good team building.
It was good team building.
Yeah.
I've got to have some comedy there,
yeah. I think inquiring minds would like to know, what kind of bike do you ride?
Right, I have a Cannondale, and that is all I know. It's got two wheels. I've just had it serviced, and it feels good.
Good. Service your bike regularly, guys.
I do.
It's really important. So sometimes we read from this 70s book called Richard's Bicycle Book. You said, because you read the line, and it was like, you'd like to have a well-oiled machine under you.
And you do.
I was like, generally, I do like a well-oiled machine under me. But you can tell when you've had a bike serviced or you've done something to it.
It sounds
and feels different.
It feels
the
like
best
a brand new
fucking
bicycle.
Feeling. Yeah, you're like, oh. I'm shocked by the number of bikes that come in. And I'm like, how are you even riding this?
Mm.
Like, have you named your bike?
Yeah, Rebecca.
Rebecca on Rebecca.
Yes!
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. I've never heard someone call it after the bike.
It's an extension of your body anyway, so that's true.
Oh, we were talking about this after Wagfest. So we had Wagfest on the weekend. I was talking about how when my bike was stolen, afterwards I wrote I never write poetry, but I felt compelled to write a poem called Centaur. Because I felt like my bike was the extent, like I was a centaur on my bike, like it was an extension of me.
I'd be demoed.
Yeah.
I sleep.
I was.
In the bed, I was imagining.
Do you want another bike?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not going to be that person that just goes and squanders money. I'm going to get some new wheels. We had this big debate.
Mm.
Some new wheels for £800. I went, I'm going to move me. I was thinking, what do I look like? And then all the guys were like, calm down, Rebecca. you know, it's okay to get nice wheels. Like, he goes, but however you're not earning your living on your bike, it's fine. So I've now come around to, the guy wasn't trying to rip me off. He was going, don't get a new bike, get some new wheels.
There's different bikes for different rides.
The
sky's the limit.
But
I was very, I'm deeply offended. I only went in to get service. I took it straight to the chat room to the boys. I went, can you believe this? Hate him.
Try,
here she is.
My stuff with hand-built wheels.
Hi, Rebecca.
It's you know, really clean.
I do wash it. Doing wash it.
Good.
As far as oiling my chain and cleaning it as often as I can.
Good.
But
you hear that, friends?
But yeah, I can't
clean your bike.
I'm new to... I did get somebody in my other club to fix my puncture. I felt a bit bad about that. But
you know how to do it.
I would rather stand there and get someone else to do it.
Yeah.
Can I ask about the... You were talking about customization of the jersey.
Yes.
And one of the things that's still a debate in the cycling industry is the fit of women's clothing. Do you find it difficult getting jerseys that or clothing that fits?
No, not at all. No. No.
Oh, okay.
Everything's pretty stretchy.
You like it tight.
I do like to show off my assets as much as I can. I mean, I think in my head I have small boobs, but in my other club... probably don't.
They're probably like, who's the girl with the big tits? I think we just, on Twitter, because I follow so many different cycling people, there was the discussion about getting better fitting, more variety of women's clothing, and that fits better, and because women come in different shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
I mean, the pole lycra thing does definitely fit in with my lifestyle. I love showing off my body, so wearing tight lycra was just...
It's perfect for
you. So I went to this shop, 700, I have to mention, where I got my bike over here. I'm very loyal to small shops.
Yes.
Good, support your local bike shop.
However, they couldn't fit me in for service the other day, so that's when I went up to this other bloke who tried to sell me the £800. So I'm in between two shops.
Cheating.
But they can fit me in, but you know.
Side shop.
Yeah, side shop. On the side. They're quite close to each other as well, so I really am shitting on my own.
Sorry, I'm going into that other shop the other day. Who is she?
I don't know if you're aware, there is bib short porn. If you want to get into that,
I would love to.
That's a
bike
very
smart.
Specific
oh,
niche. Yeah,
bike
and then I guess
smart.
Now, Bike Smart is our friend organises it. We've interviewed her on the show.
You're the second porn star we've interviewed.
So she's called Poppy Cox.
Yeah.
And she organises, well, it's other guy, Reverend Phil. He works in the porn industry and they set up Bike Smart. So it's porn with bikes.
Bloody genius.
It's so good.
On bikes, with bikes,
biking
near
the background.
Bikes. Yeah. Like stroking bikes, kissing bikes, in bed with. It's, well, the interesting thing though is that their films only shown at live events. So you can't watch them online. So you can only watch them in a group
in
with other people.
Theatre.
It's a kind of theatre or room or. And they tour it all over the world. They've been like.
Wow.
In so many different countries, they've been doing
you
it.
Hearing
like,
that, Chris?
Yeah.
We need to organise us all seeing this.
I was like, what would X need to do?
Yeah.
A like Bike Smart special film for the, it would be wild.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, most
yeah.
of the films though are DIY made. They're like made by fans and yeah, they've got such kind of
self-esteem. The heart.
Yeah. They've got heart.
Yeah, it's true.
Balls and heart. It's. Yeah, you need to check it out. It's so fun. It's so silly, a lot of them. As well. I mean, by some point, it's quite silly. But
yeah. Parody. I mean, I have been Margaret Thatcher. I've been two prime ministers,
oh
so
God.
When that's silly, when you're talking about silly calls.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. I know all about it.
You were Margaret Thatcher and who else?
What's our latest prime minister called?
Oh, God, that one.
So nice. The Wheatfield lover.
God,
wow, you played both of them.
I played both Thatchers. I've got quite a big head, I think. Her wig didn't quite fit, but that was my favourite.
It's like a proper helmet.
And
hair.
She's quite easy to take, to impersonate.
Saddle sores?
Yeah, let's give it to me.
Do you get them? Do you have any remedies?
So I read this thing that you sent to me, and I was thinking, I never got it there. Where they say about the clip.
Yeah.
Where am I cycling wrong?
Because
you wear padded shorts though.
Yes.
You do wear padded shorts.
I did have a real problem when we were. I was like, I've got to go and get some new shorts, and I had an eight pack. I'd only packed one pair of shorts. And Chris was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, I don't know. I said, I need to find a bike shop now. And we would ride, that was it. We were cycling to Amsterdam. It was pissing down with rain. And you got to get good shorts. You need to invest in good shorts. I've learned my lesson. I was like, I want the shorty shorts. I want to be real fucking sexy. And I just went in some shop. And got whatever they had, shorts they can. But now I've invested in proper, decent cycling shorts because it's not funny when I get it written there. Like it's like I need more fat on my ass, please, something. And when you've got it, it's just horrible.
It's the worst, and
all you want to do is just cry.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay now, probably because I've had a bit of a break. But
you do need to have a break sometimes, well, because I think when you're cycling a lot. It's sore, and it doesn't get a chance to kind of heal or get better.
Yes.
But I think, yeah, what for context, I said Rebecca, Emily Chappelle wrote a piece in Casquette CC. We did talk to Danielle, who wrote Casquette CC, if anybody's listening and interested in hearing more from her. But they wrote a really interesting article about saddle sore.
Mm.
What you were saying, Rebecca, when you were like, oh, why didn't that happen to me? Actually, that's the larger issue, is that we're all different.
So different.
We all have different bits.
And different
bits that get sore and different bits that get affected. And we're still working out how and why. And they're still making all different types of saddles that can deal with all different things. Because you've got one of those ones that's got like the gap in the middle.
Kind of weird.
Yeah,
it's great.
Nice.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've seen them. I'm like, wow.
Should give it a go.
I love seeing different things. Actually, it's great being in London because there's like loads of people cycling. I mean, I've seen this. I do love a bloke on a bike. you love a bloke.
Yeah.
I can fancy a guy that I probably wouldn't fancy in normal life. If he's got a good cyclist and he looks good in his lycra, I'm just like,
there's something about like.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And then they take
the
helmet off when you're at cafe. Oh, God.
Put it
on. Turn it back on.
Wanted to talk a bit about, well, work, I guess. I just really liked on your profile. There were some really good FAQs.
Your page.
What, on Twitter?
No, we look. So you've got like your
the porn peddlers one.
No,
I got suspended.
Did you on
Twitter? Yeah.
Oh, whoops!
But they gave it to me back, and now
good.
I said, I don't want it. I'm
going to
start a new one.
Ah, so that's why you've got two.
Yeah. I'm over here now.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want it.
Great.
Get new followers.
Great. But yeah, you had like an FAQ on the adult
escort
page.
Yes.
And there's a wonderful FAQ, I think.
Yeah.
It was like, it's my first time. Should I be nervous?
Yeah.
It's my first time. I am nervous.
She's
lovely
if you
pick that out. That's right.
Be nervous, don't think about dying. Just come in the door and say that. I'd be like, what's your wife? What's going to happen? But yeah, the thing I wanted to ask you about was you mentioned you're 100% hands-on with all your projects, which I just thought was brilliant. And maybe just lead on with what if you can share.
I can't repeat.
We're not going to. But yeah, I don't know if you can share what you're working on at the moment.
I've got a top secret thing that's coming out, that's happening in January, which I can't share about, but I'm just putting it out there because obviously eventually I want you to know about it. Christmas is coming up and I'm organising a slut bus. I thought, you know, we don't really have work to do or anything like that. So a lot of us are on social media. Social media is fantastic for promoting everything. So it's no guys. It's just going to be a load of girls coming around my flat. We're going to have like canapés, drinks and stuff like that. I've organised it. One of these big disco buses like that Hindus have. Yeah. So it's coming to my flat. I've organised 16 girls. I know girls are going to drop out. So we're going to have 15 plus one cameraman. And we're going to all be wearing red. And we're just going to have a crazy time. He's going to drive us about. I did phone the guy and I said to him, we're having a bit of a Hindu. I said, it's not really Hindu. We're a bunch of glam models. And then he went, oh, how exciting. I went, actually, we're porn stars. I'm going to be driving that down. I was like, yeah. I said, we're going to be getting off with each other and everything. You all right with that? And he was like, I am fine with that. I'm going to give you a discount. I was like, brilliant.
Brilliant.
And I was like, this guy's great. So we're looking, I paid the deposit and that's on the December 12th. It's going to be great fun. I just said to the girls, look, no drinking. Crazy. Everyone's like, this is going to go mad. But I was like, yeah, I know, I'm prepared. It's Christmas. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And so we're going to film it. It's just going to be great fun. We all know each other. Like,
oh, that's
and
cool.
We all fancy each other. It's a good bunch. We're going to have a big orgy in the evening.
On the bus.
And sell it on the bus. It's just going to be a bit mad, a bit real. Not a few girls that have fancied each other but haven't worked together yet. So putting it all together.
Like matchmaking.
They're going to drive us, because I did do Rebecca Moore's sex tour, so I'm used to this sort of thing, where you're fucking a lorry or something. So he's going to drive us to the Big Ben or whatever it is, and he goes, the driver's going to need a 45-minute break because you want him to drive around for 4 hours. I was like, yeah, I'm sure we can all entertain ourselves for 45 minutes. And the guy that does all my pictures, I've got two photographers actually, Darren's got this job. He's like, Beck, please, like, can you just leave me on the bus? If you lot want to get out and get your tits out, I don't want to be part of that in public. I don't want to get arrested. So I was like, of course, no, that's fine. That's one of my favourite things at the moment. But I've got loads of stuff, like I'm shooting later today. I've got my own site, so each day, like I'll try and do three shoots a week or whatever, or maybe one a week, mixed between webcam and escorting, whatever. And today I'm shooting with Sienna Day, and we're just going to come up with some great ideas and have fun.
Sounds really fun.
And you say you come up with all the ideas.
Yeah.
This is your like creative outlet.
I never had myself down as a creative person, but I love making porn. I love coming. Sometimes I can come up with an arty, close-up, filthy thing where it's like dirty and you can see all the deep. I did a great one the other day where I was like, we filmed it. And I was so proud of it. It was great. And we're like, God, that looks good that way and that way. Where I'm just off a chair and all you can see is like, and it's just beautiful and my eyes worry and I'm like, I'm dying. And it's hardcore and it's raw. And then there'll be, you know, the role play where it's like, oh, you know, just silly stuff where we'll be loads of different characters or whatever. But I'm varied, can do all sorts. I don't just specialise in anything, but it's just getting up and having fun every day.
Cool. We're all about that, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's very
important.
Yeah. You need to do a bike one, I think.
Yeah,
I think it's
so.
Your calling now. Put it on Rebecca.
Rebecca.
I wanted to ask, what porn do you like to watch?
So,
it's a big. Rebecca's got a huge list out. A scroll. It's like rolled around the room.
There's a lot of porn. I'm really into outfits and things like that. So like sometimes I like seeing fetish and what have you. I tell you what really fucking turns me on is women in choppers.
Choppers?
Yeah, like
horseback riding.
I saw this film. I was in a hotel and, you know, late night channel popping. Like,
am I on here?
Where am I? Rebecca, looking for that. So, and then I came across, and I probably know everybody. Anyway, I came across this porn, and it was one of my friends, Ray. She doesn't do porn anymore, but these two women, they went into the woods, and this was so fucking horny. It's like so real, and in their outfits, and it's like, oh, powerful, thought, so sexy. I liked that. I like a lot of porn.
Good, yeah.
And there's this thing called Twitter. There's, I mean, you know, Twitter, but that does all these dirty gifs. And I'm like, oh, that just like these close-ups of sexy things in black and white. So I'm very visual. It's called Passion Time. You should check it out.
Passion Time.
Yeah, it's fucking hot. It's my favourite.
Is that your favourite one?
No, Passion Time is the Twitter page where they have just loads and loads of gifts. I'm sure they're going to get shut down. So have a look quick.
Restart on another one. Passion Time.
And then it's so sexy. Just these little visuals.
Check it out. So now we'd like to play a little game. So hi everybody, welcome. We are going to play a tool of sex tool. What could it be? I've made a list of things.
Bike tool, sex tool.
And they're either to do with bikes or they're to do with sex.
Shower.
Oh, it's fine.
Get the sweat out. So I'm going to say the name of this thing and you have to say bike or sex. And I'm going to kind of run through them. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Chain whip. Yeah. Good lube.
Bike.
Sex. Rim hole converter.
A bike.
Yep. Foam fresh.
Did you say foam?
Yeah.
That's bike.
Yeah. This is my favourite.
Try to catch me there.
Yeah, I was trying to get you. Tantus uncut one.
Sex.
Yeah, it is sex. Yay. I just like saying uncut one.
Uncut one.
Mimi soft.
I'd say bike.
Sex. Happy bottom butter.
Well, that's it. I've got that. That's bike.
That is the best.
I've got that.
Shani Crew. It was so good. Yeah. It's vegan as well, which I think is great. Stronic Ines.
Bike.
Sex. Sex toy.
I'm just going bang.
Spreading tool.
That's bike.
Yeah. Yes. S-Liquid H2O natural lube. Yeah. Boom bottle.
I pass.
It's a bike.
It's a bike.
Yeah.
I pass.
I don't know what that one is.
Rock ring.
Bike.
Yeah. Pure plug.
Sex.
Bike.
Really?
The pure plug. Form 5.
Bike.
Sex. Nipple driver.
It's gotta be sex.
That's bike! Oh yeah! Got you! Miracle shine.
This is a really good game.
Yeah, I know!
All the questions that I know, I'm taking that.
That's a good game.
Okay, Miracle Shine. Everyone's going to go, but everyone's going to shine. I think this is bike.
Yes, it is bike. It's Muck Off.
Muck Off.
There's a brand
shine.
Called Muck
yeah.
Off, which I was like, that's. I could do bike brand or sex
yeah.
brand because
yeah.
they've got such
there's a
similar.
Lot of,
oh, it, oh yeah, everything's connected.
Sex. There's so many innuendos.
I know.
We have to hold back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Uber Lube. Sex. Bio wet lube. Yes. Flip-O.
Bike.
Sex. 1D glide lubricant.
Sex.
Yes.
I know that.
You know that one.
I
was thinking you know these ones. Doxy diecast.
Well, that's sex.
Yes. I know you're like, well.
Doxy very well.
Okay.
Final round.
Patch and ride.
It's got to be bike.
Yep. Yes, lube.
It's me. Bike.
Sex. Mm. There's a whole, like, yes range, and I was like, this is great. Up at Allen Bolt.
That's bike.
Yes. Bendy beads.
I was about to say anal.
Sex.
Sex, yes. Salsa size-o-matic.
Sex.
Bike. Stem sizing tool.
Bike.
Tenga Air Tech.
Bike.
Sex. I was going to say, do you know the Tenga range?
I probably do.
They're amazing. They do little eggs. They're disposable male sex toys. I was like, mwah, someone's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, there's some ones you can clean out, but the other ones you just, like, it's a little egg, you crack it, you wank it, and then you throw it away. Gotta crack a few eggs to make an omelette. Right, just a few left. Surly Jethro tool.
Bike.
Yeah. Chain condom.
Bye-bye.
Yeah! Sportique Century Riding Cream.
Bike.
Yep. Vespa.
Bike.
Sex. Sex toy. SRAM Grease.
Bike.
Yep. Pedro Sin Wet Lube.
Sex.
Bike.
We stop that.
It's good, I like this game. White lightning wax lube.
Bike.
Yeah. Ring drive.
Bike.
Yep. Yeah. Nipple cream.
Mother and baby. sex.
This is bike.
Oh.
But I think it's a sex as well. You're allowed to have that one. It's both.
Yeah.
The Airboy XL Black.
It's got me sex.
I was going to say pump. Wait, I wasn't finished.
Okay, bike,
yeah.
Can you read that one again?
Yeah. Airboy XL Black.
Pump. So good.
Pump.
So good.
Yeah, Jenny said it to me and I was like, someone's having a laugh.
Yeah. It's German, Phil. It's German.
Airboy XL Black. System J-O all-in-one lube.
Set. Oh!
Final Maximus Lube.
Sex.
Yeah!
I mean, for goodness sake.
Dude, thanks everybody for playing Bike to the Little Sex Tool with us.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was good, right?
Well done finding all that.
Thank you so much for playing a game with us. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks,
this was
great.
Bye.
Bye,
everybody. Bye. Hi friends, you can follow Rebecca on Twitter, two accounts, I'll put a link below. So, Jenny, I hear, I wasn't around, you had Wagfest.
You were missed.
Yeah, I missed it, I'm going. Tell me more about Wagfest.
So, Wagfest is our annual cycling festival that our Women and Gender Variant Night puts on, and we held it this past Sunday at the DIY Space for London. It was probably the best one we've held yet. Really well attended. Our theme this year was activism and bikes, and it seems pretty pertinent to 2017.
Mm.
And we're approaching the end of 2017, so there's a lot of maybe reflection going on. We had three sessions. So the first session was on how can we create space for people who are marginalized in the cycling world. It was pretty important for me to hear this panel discussion. So we had Jules Walker, Lady Velo, there, Nayela Arbon from Galdem Zine, Laurie Gardens-Williams, who's one of our WAG volunteers, and Tiffany Lam, who is a researcher, chaired by Karen McCallum, who is studying a lot of this stuff about marginalized communities. It was really good to hear their opinions about this. It's all up on our Facebook page. We recorded a Facebook Live, so if you missed it, you can check that out.
Yep, I'll put a link below.
But it was really interesting, this panel discussion, because I was interviewed for Cycling Weekly.
Uh-oh!
A couple weeks ago. It was an article on women in the cycling industry. And I was like, oh, they're just, you know, making up for the fact that they've had a couple gaffes this year.
Humdingers.
I brought that up in the interview. They, of course, didn't include it, but I wanted to make it clear to the person writing the article, who was female, that I was aware of Cycling Weekly's reputation.
Yeah. Did they respond to that, or they just...
No, they didn't. And like I said, they didn't include it in the article.
No.
But what was really interesting, and I found to be a bit alarming or disturbing or annoying about the article, is that the photos that they used were of two white women, and I actually know both of them. I think they're wonderful and awesome people. I'm actually really good friends with... But they used Alicia Banford and Karen Hartley's photos, and they look great. But one of the issues, and we talked about this in the panel discussion, is that if you are a woman of color or part of just a marginalized group, and if you don't see yourself in media, you really find it hard to relate to whatever they're talking about. And I was really disappointed that they didn't interview any women of color. And I'm like kind of borderline, like I'm half Japanese, so I'm mostly white, and I'm very aware of that. I know four other women off the top of my head in the cycling industry who are of color, and they could have interviewed them, and they didn't. And I'm like, you know, Cycling Weekly, you're trying, but you're not quite there.
Yeah, we talked about it before. It's like a C minus. It's like you're trying.
Yeah.
You're going through the motions, but you're just not.
You're just not quite.
You're just not quite there
you're
yet.
You're so close, but you're so far.
But how can we learn from this? I mean, I feel I've learned through being involved with WAG and through talking to other people, and it is just through listening to other people's experiences, trying to be more aware of the other people that are around you or
people
that aren't around you.
You have to be almost hyper aware and actively promoting marginalized voices, because it's so easy to fall back on, well, this is the majority, so I'm going to put like white woman with a ponytail on the cover, when Aisha McGowan was saying, you know, it's so difficult for her because she feels lonely.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard. She wants more women of color to join, but it's like, if you don't see it, you can't be it. So we need to raise the profile of people who are just, there's so much potential out there.
Yeah.
And we're missing it. The other two sessions were great as well. We had, the second session was from the Broken Spoke Bike Co-op, who talked about Claudio Converti's death and how they've become activists. They've been activated from this to make the streets of Oxford safer. And our final session was a bit of craftivism.
Craftivism, love it.
The Pritt sticks and the newspapers out.
I love Pritt sticks.
And yeah, we're
when it
just
dries up, is there anything worse in life than dry Pritt stick?
Like, ooh. And it ended really well, and the feedback's been really great. So yeah, check out our Facebook page. There's the Facebook Lives are on there, and we're looking forward to the one that we will hold next year.
Can't wait. I can't wait. I just want to recap that we held an event on cycling and mental health.
Oh, yeah.
It was heavy. It was really interesting. Yeah, I found the whole thing quite emotional. And I think it did something that Sarah, who organised it, you can listen to an audio and you can watch Facebook Live. I'll put a link below. But it was talking about like practical next steps and trying to do more than just talking about stuff. And I think that was a really, really interesting next step for me, is aware of mental health issues. Lots of people now, I feel, can talk about it. Not everybody does, and you don't have to. But to then talk about how to get help, where to get help, maybe even just recognising you're having a bad day and maybe taking a step back. Those kind of things were like, wow, yeah, that was kind of really moving and interesting.
I have to say, I'm sad I missed it. But the ironic thing is I missed it because of my own mental health
issues. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard. And I want to share that we are screening Graham O'Bree's Battle Mountain.
Ooh.
We showed a little short of him talking. So the film has elements of him dealing with his mental health. And it's a film about him tackling a land speed record in Nevada.
Ooh.
So we're showing it for free. It's
when
on
is
the 7th of December. So Thursday night, come on down. We're going to watch that. It's going to be a fun film, but I think, yeah, it also has kind of elements of talking about cycling and mental health, because that's how that event came about, is these things seem to crop up quite a lot. It seems to be kind of linked and connected. Finally, a little reminder that we sell products perfect for Christmas gifts. So just a cheeky little reminder, we need money to pay the bills.
Yeah, buy our shit.
Please buy our shit. I'll put links below. We sell fun cycling-related stuff. Finally,
we sell gift vouchers.
Hey, yeah, gift vouchers are always good. And if you like what we do, please like, rate, and subscribe. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wheelsuckers Pod. We're on SoundCloud, we're on iTunes, and your secret mission is if you know somebody who you think would like this podcast, please share it with them. Until next time, it comes out when it comes out.
Comes out when it comes out.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.